After 3 days of negotiations, the U.S. Senate has struck a deal to end the federal government shutdown. Democrats approved a temporary funding bill to end days of partisan bickering, which forced thousands of government employees to stay home without pay. Republican Senator Ron Johnson counted an 81-vote affirmative, well above the 60 votes required for the bill to pass.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to vote or wishing to change their vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 81, the nays are 18. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
Democrats agreed to support the bill on the condition that Republicans address a program that shields young immigrants, so-called dreamers, from deportation. Last year, President Trump ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which previously protected the child migrants. Democrat leader Senator Chuck Schumer announced the conditional agreement to the Senate in Washington.
After several discussions, offers, counteroffers, the Republican leader and I have come to an arrangement. We will vote today to reopen the government, to continue negotiating a global agreement, with the commitment that, if an agreement isn't reached by February the 8th, the Senate will immediately proceed to consideration of legislation dealing with DACA.
He says the two parties found common ground without any input from President Trump.
Since our meeting in the Oval Office on Friday, the President and I have not spoken, and the White House refused to engage in negotiations over the weekend. The great deal-making President sat on the sidelines.
But White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says it was the president's firm stance that wore down opposition to the bill.
Look, I think that Democrats realized that the position that they had taken, frankly, was indefensible, and that they had to focus on first funding our military, protecting Border Patrol agents, funding vulnerable children through the CHIP program. These were things that they didn't disagree with. They agreed with everything that was in this CR. The president stayed firm, Republicans stayed firm, and Democrats, I think, realized that they had to move past that piece of legislation and so that they could focus on the conversation they're desperate to have.
The U.S. government shutdown, which lasted just 3 days, saw as many as 800,000 federal employees forced to stay home from work without pay. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who is on a state visit to Israel, has welcomed an end to the standoff.
The Schumer shutdown failed. Now that the government is reopening, Congress can get back to work advancing the president's agenda, an agenda that's already created more than 2 million jobs, is setting records on the American stock market, has restored American strength and credibility in the world. I look forward to returning to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, and working closely with members of Congress to continue to advance our president's agenda.
With the short-term spending bill approved, U.S. President Donald Trump will travel to Davos as planned this week for a meeting with political and business elites. He's expected to address the World Economic Forum and hold a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit, including with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.